The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hoop ballers. Let's talk about your balls. Yep, your balls and the area around them. Let's talk about manscaped.com. Go there and use promo code HOOPBALL20, HOOPBALL20. Use the promo code and go check out all the tools they have of trimming the hedges and taking care of your lawn, like the Lawnmower 3.0 with a built-in LED light to help you get into those dark thigh crevices on the inner parts. Also, the Gooch. It is hard to get to the Gooch if you can't see it. So use the LED light with the anti-tugless technology on the razor. Full long battery life. Then check out the weed whacker. Bring that out of the shed. Use it on your shrubs. Cut down what you need down to bare minimum if you need to. It's got a nice anti-tugless technology just like the Lawnmower 3.0. It's also got a lithium battery. And best news of all, these things are waterproof, so that way you can do it in the shower and take care of business in the cleanest way possible. HoopBall20 is the promo code that's going to get you free shipping as well as 20% off. I recommend using it. I recommend getting the complete care kit with your free shipping and your 20% off. Spend a little extra, get a lot more. There's a good care kit there for us gentlemen, face scrub, shampoo, ball treatment, and the area that surrounds our balls. I believe there's even a pair of underwear in there for our balls. So yeah, that's going to conclude the talk about our balls. Now let's talk about bets. MyBookie.ag is where all the hoop ballers take care of their winnings and where we place all of our wagers that we post in our article in the Wager Pass, as well as our free plays and our Discord chats. Yes, MyBookie.ag. Use promo code HOOPBALL, HOOPBALL. Let them know that we sent you. Hell, specifically type in my name. I want them to know. But most importantly, you got to let them know what podcast that is. And it is Today in Sports Betting. You let them know that we sent you. And then we, as a family, get to grow. And then we get to set you up to reap more benefits. And that is what's important to us, because we are here to help you win money. And that is why we recommend MyBookie. Their slogan is bet, win, get paid. And it's quite simply that easy. Use Bitcoin to get going. That's a high recommendation of VM Center at Vince Miracle, our guy. It's a recommendation of me. It's so easy. Dan Bespris, the podfather, Aaron Bruski, the godfather, they get in there, they get going with Bitcoin, they get their money in and out, and it's easy peasy. HoopBall's the promo code. Use that. Let them know that we sent you. MyBookie.ag. Bet, win, get paid. Now, as a podcast, we have your balls and your bets covered. And without further ado, we have Today in Sports Betting.
The following is a Hoop Ball presentation.
Hoop Ballers! Welcome back to another edition and another episode of Today in Sports Betting. I am your host, Devin Ellington, or at DALE007 on Twitter. This is a hoop-ball.com presentation. Welcome aboard. Hello, hello, new listeners, old listeners, medium-sized-ish listeners. All welcome aboard. This is my humble abode of a podcast. Follow us at Hoopball Gaming for the rest of the roster. The stuff that we put out, our team's free plays, which I lost yesterday. We had Minnesota minus 130. They lost on a walk-off fashion. Ugh. It happens, though. We got capable guys. Blake LaWatch, our guy, our other baseball host, is going to be on free play duty today, so keep your eyes peeled. Go follow him at Blake LaWatch, L-A-W-A-T-C-H on Twitter. He'll have the free play, and we'll get that out to you via the gaming page also. Two wonderful sponsors for the show. Hoop Ball is proud to announce. Well, there's no announcement. This is ongoing. But mybookie.ag and manscaped.com. They take care of our guests, our listeners' balls and bets. And we have promo codes for you to cash in on. So make sure to get some free shipping, some discounts, some wonderful products, all the above. I do a little pre-recorded segment in the middle of the show because I don't like to harp too much at the beginning. I like to just ramble on instead. So go ahead, tune in. Through the middle of the show, you'll hear some wonderful product stuff about our sponsors. I do want to talk heavy about the wager pass. Go over to hoop-ball.com. Come for the premium stuff, but definitely stay and stay longer for the free content. Like this show, like the rest of our podcasts. We have team-specific coverage. We have dynasty chatter going off in the Discord server right now. I'm actually getting alerts on it right now. I can't wait to update myself with some dynasty chatter once I finish this recording. But we have forums. We have public forums of communication and information sharing. So you've got to come join the Hoop Ball family in any capacity. Hoop-ball.com is where you'll go, and you'll get to have some good old fun times. Today, we're going to rapid fire a little bit. We got some recap to do on the College World Series, the Super Regionals, some teams getting knocked out. Dallas Baptist, shucks. They were my dark horse, small team to look out for and root for. They were the most underdog, underrated team. They lost in three games. They got one against Virginia. They won the first one, and then the second one they lost. Third one they lost. Virginia's offense exploded. This Virginia team looks a lot like the 2015 national title team. I was hating on them. Didn't think they were even going to get through their group play, their regional play. But lo and behold, they are one of the first teams to punch a ticket to the College World Series. Arkansas, the number one overall seed, got knocked out. Wow. And then Tennessee in that LSU series that I highlighted before the Super Regional started went to three games. And the winner was Tennessee. I said the winner of that series is going to move on and have some immense success. So I think we might be able to get a Tennessee national champion. They are a tough team to beat. They are. LSU pushed them, but Tennessee's offense and dominant pitching eventually just kind of pushed on through. Texas dispelled of South Florida. That was a no effort kind of thing. Texas Tech got reamed and creamed and absolutely just rung up to dry. Texas Tech with a piss poor showing for the Big 12. Thank the lords and the stars and the heavens of galactical proportions above that the Texas Longhorns are still able to produce some sort of hope for the Big 12. Arizona scored the most runs out of the offenses in their Super Regional matchup. They put a ton of runs up against Ole Miss, and they move on to the College World Series. Vanderbilt, there was that low value I talked about on them. They came in and they swept their opponent, and their pitching was just so dominant. Rocker is a kid, a starting pitcher that we could probably see some big-time gaslight performances out of during this performance in the College World Series. Vanderbilt, look for them to be there at the end. I think it's going to come down to Vanderbilt and Tennessee. These two teams look very, very good. They have the pitching to go deep. And we got to talk about NC State being the Cinderella now. I dogged them in Virginia pretty hardcore because the ACC is very inconsistent with baseball, in my opinion. Look at the performance NC State had, though. Huge, gutsy performances against Arkansas, playing in an elimination game. And go ahead and just give them the most gutsy performance trophy in the Super Regionals, because they just knocked off a very, very good Arkansas team. A deep Arkansas team with tons of pro talent, with lots of arms, lots of bats. That was a performance by NC State.
The future is a hefty responsibility, and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
So, with that being said, that's a bit of a recap on the college baseball side. I'm not going to do a full-on deep scrub. We still got some games that need to be set for the Super Regionals. I'm sorry, for the College World Series. The Super Regionals are taking place still. And just to make sure we ain't missing anything too juicy, I'll go ahead and pull up some scores in that regard for us and pull up just the score board, and we'll just kind of see what's going to be coming up on the horizon. I think it's going to be towards the end of the week when we start getting Super Regional stuff College World Series stuff going. Oh yeah, and Mississippi State over Notre Dame, a high scoring series that was. So Saturday is Stanford. They were the ones that knocked Texas Tech out. They just absolutely crushed them. NC State, Stanford, Arizona, Vanderbilt, Saturday. Those are going to be the first two games. Vanderbilt, they've got to shut down Arizona's offense. Arizona's bats are awake right now. Okay, so I got the radar going on that. We got week three of the American Ultimate Disc League starting very, very soon this week. Very excited for this league to start talking about it more on Today in Sports Betting. Going to have a special, special show for you guys coming up this week. That's all I'm going to say on that. I just wanted to highlight that league. And if you're bored right now, go to theaudl.com. Look through their stats. Get familiar with the teams. I'm still trying to pick my favorite team, much like the KBO during the shutdowns. I became an NC Dinos fan, and we were handicapping the KBO. Well, I really, really, really like the AUDL, and they signed on to have their stuff able to be bet on with a couple different sports books, so there's still legislation being pushed on that. I want to be a part of the conglomerate beforehand. I want to get into this. I call it the ODL because it's just so fun to say, but I want to get in on ground zero of AUDL. They're starting to get some hype and notoriety. The shit's exciting. It's exciting. It is like Randy Moss situations multiple times throughout the game or throughout, you know, periods. It's just so fun. The commentators are great. The interaction on Twitter is phenomenal. I'm getting athletes and clubs, the teams liking my tweets and interacting with me, lead analysts, broadcasters. It is a fun, fun thing. And TallySite, our affiliate, our bet picking platform, they just added the AUDL to their database. So I'm going to look at becoming a top handicapper for the AUDL and hoping to bring some exposure to it to you listeners. Let's chit chat about some baseball real quick. We got all night games. We got some series starting up. We got some series kind of coming to an end. No, we don't, because it's Monday. We got some series that have already started, I think is what I was trying to say. So real quickly, let's talk about the 6 o'clock games. I don't have strong opinions formed on anything yet. This is going to be a rapid fire, and I'm going to give you some in-depth takes in a quick fashion. We have tons of great pitchers going tonight. We have some top of the rotation guys going. It's early in the week. So with that being said, we will probably have some opportunities to hit on some first five unders, full game unders. We have more quality pitching going, and I've noticed unders hit at a better clip towards the beginning of the week versus the end of the week. I talked about Sundays and bullpens being used up and heated and gassed, and targeting bullpens in totals and overs in games on Saturday and Sunday. So let's start with Pittsburgh, Washington. I'm not spending a ton of time on this game, but we do have two lefties, Tyler Anderson, Patrick Corbin, over under 8.5. No opinion, but look, Patrick Corbin, it's either he's really terrible and having a really bad year, fighting injuries or something, or he's just not as good as we thought he was. And, you know, I don't have a true opinion on this game. I was on the under in last night's Washington-Pittsburgh game. I hit that even though I was in the lab. Monday is my lab day. I take my lab notes. I come out of the lab and I kill it on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. So I'm looking to look this game in the face and say, I'm not interested. I could see the over happening because these pitchers are terrible, but Pittsburgh's offense on the road is very, very hard to back, and they're a worse team on the road. Washington at home, the run line could entice me, but I don't want to look too far into it. Jordan Montgomery is a pitcher for the Yankees that's going to be going against the Toronto Blue Jays. Hyunjin Ryu making his home start tonight. The lefty, another lefty-on-lefty matchup. Look, I don't have an opinion on this one. I am going to go ahead and skip it. If you want some analysis on it, I'm sorry, you're going to have to find it in another spot. Baltimore, Cleveland, Matt Harvey, Cal Quantrill. I like Cleveland in this spot. There's so much juice on the money line at minus 182. If we look at the Cleveland Indians in the first five, that's a spot that I'm looking to back. And what we're doing here is essentially just trying to go against Matt Harvey. Cleveland, pick them, first five, minus 125. Let's roll with it. Hopefully you ride with me. I don't have a ton of faith in Cal Quantrill for the full game, but if we're putting him against Matt Harvey, and we are, I'm going to go with the better defensive club. The Baltimore Orioles are better against lefties. They're not that great against righties, so I'm going Cleveland, pick 'em, first five. Detroit, nah, hold on. I'm saving that one. Boston and Atlanta. Eduardo Rodriguez, the lefty, taking on Tucker Davidson. I need to learn names. Also the lefty. Look, here's the thing. These are some dynamic hitters. Dynamic. There's so much offensive potential between these two teams. Give me the over. I've got to make a lot of Boston plays. I'm falling behind on the 162, but let's start with a play right here. We'll go over 9. We'll start there. Lefties are something that the Braves like to hit. So, you know, got to give it to them. Tampa Bay, Chicago White Sox. Look, complete skip game for me. I'm not looking to get involved in this one. These two teams are very chameleon-like and hard to handicap. I cannot get a grasp on them. I'm just speaking truth. I'm being blunt, and I'm being transparent. We don't have to bet on everything, and we don't have to act like we know everything about everything or anything about anything, you know? So I'm not going to try to sell anything here. I told you today was a rapid-fire show. I don't like the looks of this at first hand, especially with McClanahan on the mound. The White Sox against a lefty, phenomenal. So I might just go ahead and blind bet that, you know, money line at minus 115 because there's so much value in the sense that they're good against lefties. I might look at a first five play. It shrinks it down even better. First five against lefties, the White Sox are almost untouchable. So we might look at that a little further and roll that route. If it sounds interesting and you dig into it with me later on, I'll lock some stuff in. Miami, St. Louis, absolutely not. I hate handicapping these teams right now, and both of them are on my DNB list, my do not bet list. Absolutely not. No, sir, no, ma'am. He, her, they, them. Everyone listen up. I am not betting on the Marlins and the Cardinals. San Diego, Colorado, Yu Darvish, Chichi Gonzalez. I went under the total last night of 11.5. It worked out. I'm going under 11.5 again. Yu Darvish is dominant. I get it. The power and the sneakiness and the not-so-sneakiness of the Padres lineup, they're a potent offense. I get it. But as bad as Chichi Gonzalez has been, he's a little bit better at home. Yu Darvish is a stud right now, and I'm looking to see less than 12 runs. That's a lot of runs, and we're in Coors, I get it, but the unders have actually been hitting at a higher clip this year at Coors. Arizona, San Fran, a divisional game. I might look at San Fran -1.5 on the run line here. They're sending the opener Zach Littell out. -1.5 at +115 has got some good value in it for me. Alex Young, a decent, capable lefty for Arizona, but let's call it what it is. Arizona sucks. San Francisco is really, really decent, and the wind's blowing out. San Francisco, the better hitting team. I'm looking for them to get more steady, more barreled contact. Philly, Los Angeles, Zach Eflin, Yulio Urias. What I'm looking at here is maybe a Dodgers first five. I love Julio Urias. I think 2 or 3-0 in my last, you know, 2 or 3 plays on the Dodgers in full support of Urias. I like what he can bring. He's a grinded out pitcher. He doesn't care if he gets in trouble. And if he does get in trouble, he's very composed. Minnesota, Seattle. Bleep the Twins. Bleep the bleeping Twins. Bleep. Bleep, 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 blurt, bleep. I'm not betting this game. I'm not talking about this game. Bleep the Twins. So, Cubs, Mets, under 8.5. We got Alec Mills, I'm sorry. He is a good pitcher for us, being a Cubs fan. It's number 27. He just hasn't gotten in there this year. He's been hurt a lot. But this kid, I'm excited for him to come back in. Him and Alzolay together will be a nice, young, unexpected 1-2 punch. He's got a 6.09 ERA right now, but he's going against a weak Mets lineup. They don't do that great at home. Tyon Walker, who's having a renaissance year as an old man, looks great. The Cubs don't score as many runs on the road. The Mets don't really score runs, even though they've been doing it a lot better lately. But over 8 or under 8.5, I'm sorry, in a pitcher's ballpark, I like it. You know, I'm looking, hopefully a Cubs win. Alec Mills, you know, solid guy. I'm looking to see how he looks tonight. We need 4 or 5 really good innings from him. Detroit, Kansas City. I went with Detroit as an underdog in my lab notes last night, and they paid out for me. Casey Mize is going, and he is just pitching stud performance after stud performance. I think he's going to own the Royals tonight. They are home, but they are not doing so hot. Benintendi just hit the IL. That's going to be a huge loss. It'll catch up for them. They don't have capable hitters to plug and play behind him. Mike Minor going for the Tigers. For the Royals against the Tigers. I think Detroit's going to have an uptick in offensive opportunity tonight. Casey Mize, being a dominant right-hander, is going to get some strikeouts tonight, and I like it. They're the underdog, plus 119. I got them at plus 125 at about 6:30 this morning, and it has now moved to plus 119. So get them before you get down to plus 110. So much value at the plus 120, plus 119 mark. Texas Houston, we got Gibby on the mound for the Rangers. He's a righty, not a lefty, so the Houston Astros are going to struggle more on offense. Lance McCullers looking super nasty, and I'm looking at under 8.5. The Texas offense on the road, they're anemic, they're bad, they're terrible. Houston against righties is a downtick, so I'm looking for that to be the case. Cincinnati, Milwaukee. I hate backing overs for Cincinnati when they're on the road, and especially featuring a game against Milwaukee because their offense is ass and it's very bipolar and schizophrenic, and I hate handicapping it and I suck at it. But I got over 8.5 and the market's already moved to over 9, and I'm going to go over because we got Luis Castillo, who is just absolutely fly shit bad this year, and Brett Anderson, who's a lefty, and Cincinnati does a bit better against lefties, so they're on the road. They're getting a little gift. Anderson gets hit very hard. He doesn't have movement on his pitches, and he can walk some guys. Cincinnati's got some patient hitters. They got some powerful hitters. So leadoff walks, back-to-back walks, I think stuff like that is going to be a huge dividend in tonight in the offensive production. Look for whip and BABIP to be a huge aspect or two in this game tonight. Over 8.5, Cincinnati, Milwaukee. That will wrap the MLB card. Let me throw an NBA play out there. Our boy Adam, at Adam KCRK on Twitter. Let me make sure I got the numbers in that in the right order. Letters. Adam, oh, I missed one. Sorry, bud. So Adam, all right, let me talk about Adam real quick. Adam is a guy that's been listening for a very long time. And Adam's currently looking at joining the HoopBall roster as a pro handicapper, a picker, a writer, a guy for us, a podcast dude. He is making plays for us right now. You know, it's technically a trial run, but I've got high hopes for him, and we're pulling for him. He's been one of my favorite day one guys. He's always, you know, pumped me up. I had a bad day last week, and, you know, he just kind of said something like, you know, I appreciate your grind or something, like always grinding. And, you know, that night I ended up going, you know, like 8-4 or something. So, you know, it's just like the little beliefs as, you know, friends and teammates that we get and the people that we bring on, you know, that's the juice. That's the good stuff, you know? So shout out to Adam at Adam KERCK. So Adam Kirk, but not, you know, Captain Kirk, it's KERCK. You got to follow him. You got to look at his plays. Right tonight, he's at Brooklyn plus 110 in the first quarter and Brooklyn plus 4 tonight. So that's how I'm going to give out plays on the NBA card, giving Adam's plays out. He is currently posting plays in our Discord, which is a part of the HoopBall Gaming, you know, the wager pass. If you want access to Discord, you got to join premium. You know, that's where the banter happens, the NSF stuff, or I'm sorry, NSFW stuff. You know, the fun chatter, the friendly stuff. All of our stuff's friendly, but you know what I'm saying. Okay, let's wrap the show. Late afternoon release. Wanted to do something a little different. Let some lines settle. Get some other work done. Helping my pops and my G-Maw with an estate, you know, sell thingy-majig. I'm all over the place. I'm sweaty today. It's summertime in Oklahoma, and we are cooking. At least it ain't humid. Hoop ballers, leave the 5-star reviews. If you're using an Apple product, go to the Apple Podcasts, leave a 5-star review, leave 10 words in there, screenshot it, send it to me, send it to at Dan Besperus, Papa Dan, and we'll get you in there for a chance to win some pure cash. Straight, no strings attached. Friends with Bets Cash, FWB. Become our FWB. Hey, I'm single. I'm looking. Like, come on. FWB. Come be my friend with bets. NSA, no strings attached. Anyways, this was a fun, good, rapid show. Feel like I got a little bit of decent information out there for you. If you're not satisfied, say so in the reviews. At me on Twitter. Shout me out. Kick me in the shins. Throw poo at me. Whatever you need to do. We will build from it. I prefer positivity. But, hey, it is what it is. I am sending you all of my good vibes, all of my positive energies, and I hope it makes, you know, its way, whatever energy it is, to you, whoever needs it. To whoever needs it. I'm sending it out there, so I hope I can help, you know, by sending my mysticism, and I hope that as listeners and as what I would consider family members, y'all have a wonderful day, a safe week. I hope you have a safe day. Be kind, be safe, be nice. Do something nice for someone. Think positivity and let's win some cash. Hoopball Gaming on Twitter. Today in sports betting is out.
This has been a Hoop Ball presentation.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.